This is Ozarks at Large for the final Friday of summer 2013. Hundreds of in-person assister guides across Arkansas are completing training and setting up offices so they can be ready October 1st to help enroll eligible customers into the new state health insurance marketplace as prescribed by the Affordable Health Care Act. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich recently spent an afternoon with one of the guides as she prepared for her new job.
Charlisa Cato is a former ballet dancer. She glides around her home in Eureka Springs with perfect posture, gathering worksheets and reference materials to talk about her new job as an Arkansas Health Connector in-person assister guide, IPA guide for short.
I saw an article in the newspaper, in our local newspaper, describing the job, and it essentially talked
about... Charlisa Cato recently lost her job. She was an administrative assistant for a local chiropractor who moved out of state. She's helped lots of patients over the years understand how the medical insurance complex works.
In simple English, so people would know what that meant when they came in. And I ask them, oh, you have to pay a copay, or I think you still owe your coinsurance. So I had to demystify that.
She's among three Carroll County guides, in addition to 483 others across the state undergoing rigorous training right now. She'll open her office October 1st, the first day of open enrollment, continuing into March. Those who wish to secure coverage this January must enroll by December, she says. Cato says her job is to advise eligible consumers that quality health insurance is widely available and affordable.
Well, people between the ages of 19 and 65 can shop at the marketplace. And if they don't like their insurance or they feel like it's inadequate, they can shop at the marketplace and just look and see if there are plans that they might prefer. The key part of the plans at the marketplace are that they can be no more than 9.5% of one's income. So that is what really defines the affordability. If you are below 400% of the federal poverty line, you can shop at the marketplace and possibly have cost sharing reductions. You can still save. So even anyone above that amount can shop. There's no limitations.
Guides will explain the 10 essential benefits everyone by law must receive now, including emergency services, prescription drug coverage, and hospitalization. And that individuals with pre-existing conditions can no longer be denied coverage. Federal health care reform is all about getting uninsured Americans insurance. In Arkansas, 572,000 have none. Once consumers open an account and create a password, they will be able to choose from a tier of plans, bronze, silver, gold, and platinum, based on actuarial value, meaning how much the plan will cover versus how much you have to pay out of pocket. And then Charlisa Cato will advise on how to pay for that plan.
They can put in their own information, their credit card, debit card, whatever. They can do it right then and there on the computer. There will be options that they can mail in the premiums. The main factor that they need to know is that the plan doesn't actually start. The coverage won't start until the insurance company actually receives the payment.
Lower-income families and individuals will learn they are eligible for premium tax credits to offset premium costs.
They can see a tax credit called Advanced Premium Tax Credit right then and there when they choose their insurance plan and enroll. Or, in some circumstances, they may prefer to wait till the end of the year and reconcile that with their taxes.
Uncompensated care should be greatly reduced, saving medical providers lots of money starting next year. But subsidies will be funded in part by them, taxes on the medical industrial complex, as well as premium hikes spread across middle and upper class Americans. But again, no American will have to pay more than 10% of their income on health insurance premiums anymore. As for working poor and impoverished, Medicaid is being expanded under the new law to as many as 15 million Americans. Arkansas is one of two states to use an innovative market-based approach termed the private option. A quarter of a million Arkansans are expected to enroll. All of them will be eligible for 100% premium assistance paid by both the Fed and state's Medicaid fund, fueled by the soda pop tax. Individuals or parents ages 19 to 65 living at or below 138% of the federal poverty level will qualify. And IPA guide Charlisa Cato can help them enroll. And all her clients' information will be kept confidential.
people will just tell me what they're comfortable with. I will ask them questions about if there are medications that they take or if they have any pre-existing conditions that they need continuing coverage for, because that will help be a parameter in what plans they might choose. So it's good for them to think about those things before they come in.
Guides will verify eligibility by accessing the Federal Data Service Hub. None of that information, however, will be kept or stored by them. Businesses with 50 or more employees must also provide coverage to their workers starting in 2015.
But they can offer their employees insurance now through the marketplace, which is the Small Business Health Options. And they can also receive tax credits if they contribute up to 50% of the premium, of their employees' premiums.
Individuals and families can enroll themselves, of course, or work with licensed agents or brokers who are listed on the marketplace. The Arkansas Insurance Department in June awarded contracts to 23 IPA guide organizations across 75 counties to hire and train as many as 500 guides. Charlisa Cato is working under the Arkansas Guide Organization. CEO Dale Ramsey, a full-time private practice lawyer and part-time judge based in Huntsville, incorporated his nonprofit healthcare organization 4 months ago. He was awarded a grant from the Arkansas Insurance Department to hire guides in Carroll, Boone, Madison, and Marion counties.
I did a lot of work in healthcare and employee benefits at many different law firms in Washington, D.C. and Kansas City. And so I've been familiar with healthcare for a long time. And when the Affordable Care Act was passed, I started speaking to our local Chamber of Commerce and civic clubs in Huntsville in 2010 and 2011. So I've been speaking to my fellow citizens about this for a long time. And it just seemed to me, with my background and the need, and particularly in these rural counties that we thought needed some attention, that we thought that it'd be a good thing for us to do.
Dale Ramsey says his guides earn around $12 an hour. He devotes 10 hours a week to being a paid marketplace supervisor, earning $16 an hour. Dale Ramsey says the healthcare organization guide structure is a good way to network the new law.
This will be a new concept for a lot of people. A lot of people don't have insurance. A lot of people don't know about the internet. I mean, we'll have a substantial group of our citizens, particularly the elderly, who aren't used to dealing on the internet. And I think that it's important that they get to discuss and be educated by people who live in their communities, because I think those are people they'll trust.
But one thing guides cannot do is pick a marketplace insurance provider for eligible consumers. Dale Ramsey warns the system is so new that we must all be patient.
And as I've told our guides are wearing a lot of different hats. They're partially insurance agent, although they don't work for an insurance company. They don't receive a commission. They need to know about insurance policies and networks and providers and deductibles. They're partially human resources because they need to know about employer policies. They need to know about COBRA. They need to know about family versus individual coverage that might be offered by an employer. They're partially H&R Block, because they have to explain modified gross income. They have to determine and have to explain to people what happens if their income changes between this year and next year, and the fact that they might have to pay more in taxes or they might get a tax credit. They're partially a public speaker, because a part of what guides are supposed to do is provide outreach and education. And so it's an extremely complicated job for which we haven't found anybody. There isn't anybody to follow for 3 or 4 months before you go out live. Therefore, I am not confident that we're going to know all the answers right at the beginning. But I don't think that it's something that we can't figure out and tell people and explain to people that we will get back to them and be able to ultimately answer their questions.
According to the new healthcare law, all eligible Arkansans who don't have insurance must enroll or face certain penalties, which increase every year, eventually costing the equivalent to enrollment. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
IPA guide organizations and the Arkansas Insurance Department are urging Arkansans with no health coverage to prepare in advance before contacting guides. 5 things to do now to get ready for the enrollment are listed on the Arkansas Health Connector website. Plan rates and providers are scheduled to be issued as early as Monday. A list of local IPA guides will be posted in the coming weeks under the Get Help link at arhealthconnector.org. You can also call 855-283-3483.